You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
The word Sabbath in Matthew chapter 11. Come unto me and I will give you rest, but the word, if you trace it, is Sabbath. Then there's a soul rest out of Psalm 62 and verse 1. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him, not a day, but a person. The soul finds rest. Truly my soul is searching, but it finds rest in God.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Don't Hesitate, It's Time to Move. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Genesis chapter 24, verses 54 through 58.
So the master's will is unveiled when he's able to take a yoke and yoke up oxen. One of the prophets in the Old Testament was plowing with 12 yoke. So he's got 12 that he's managing as he's doing the work. And God used his ability to manage the 12 to then say, I can use your ability and put you in the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Some people want to be anointed, but they ain't doing nothing. Or they can't even manage the one, but they want to be master of all. It's hard, Bishop. What's hard? He said, my yoke is easy. And if it's hard, it means you're yoked up with something that you shouldn't be yoked up with. So we got to get our neck out of that. Take my yoke. Same principle. I'm right here. And I got a yoke that I deal with. And I want you to put your neck in it and walk with me. You're not a Christian to say I do whatever I want because I know my truth and it's my time. No, take my yoke upon you and then learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let me just share with you, we're going to be yoked up with something. Why not be hooked up with Jesus? Glory, hallelujah. Hopefully I explained that to where we can understand it. If you're going through hard times, check your yoke. We all go through, but he has a way of making it easier when you're yoked up with him. I found out that there's a Sabbath rest. That's right out of the book of Exodus 20, verse 8 through 11. 6 days shall you labor and do no labor. On the seventh day, you will rest from your labor. And I want to speak to those that are coming from apostolic churches who aren't taught that you're supposed to honor the Sabbath, or I'm going to hit it, Seventh-day Adventists, if you came out of that, which is good. Actually, the Adventist Hospital in Orlando is powerful. That organization has produced some great things, and they have dietary laws that people are following from the law of Moses. Ellen G. White was one of the greatest prophets ever. When you have that kind of follower or following after her death, to where you're building hospitals, you got to say that the person was awesome. And if you ever heard of her, read her writings, you're going to find out she was highly intelligent. And if you look at the Seventh-day Adventist organization, which many in the islands came out of, and those of you that came out of the Caribbean, and those of you that came out of those type of organizations where you couldn't really do anything on the Sabbath because it's hallowed. It's hard for you to hear the truth of what I'm saying, but I believe God, in the love of Christ, wants me to let you know that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And even if you obeyed 99% of your Sabbath teaching and you failed in one, you're guilty of them all. And Jesus said, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. He gave you rest for you to rest, not for you to be worried, not for you to be worried, not for you to be looking around to see if you measure up. So the ark that Noah built is a type of Christ. The bull rushes for Moses is a type of Christ. And I can keep going on because there's an evolution. And then Jesus said, I am an ark myself and a basket of bull rushes. So come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you Sabbath. The Sabbath that you didn't get because you're worried. The Sabbath that you didn't get because you know deep down inside, Sabbath is on Saturday, but you partied Friday night. So even though you showed up on Saturday and you're not doing anything, but you did it Friday night and you still didn't measure up. So get beyond that and let's get our neck in the yoke that Jesus provides. Can the church say amen? Man, I think I'm preaching a gospel that is real and true. And for those of you that came out of that and you can't hear what I'm saying, just can't hear, no, I know. And you got to break from the law of first truth and look at the scripture to see if I'm in the book. And I'm saying to you that Christ, Jesus, is the Sabbath day transferred into the New Testament. It is not a day, it is a person. And when you enter into him, like enter into a boat or a basket, you find rest for your souls. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let that sink in so you can be freed. Instead of saying, I love the Lord, but y'all have church on Sunday. And you got to get it right because Isaiah 58 said the Sabbath is holy unto the Lord. And it is. But it's a person that's holy. He should be honored because you find rest in him. You should think about him when you do what you do. Not a day, a person. So Sabbath rest has been established even in Exodus 20. I showed you the word Sabbath in Matthew chapter 11. Come unto me and I will give you rest. But the word, if you trace it, is Sabbath. Then there's a soul rest out of Psalm 62 and verse 1. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Not a day, but a person. The soul finds rest. Truly my soul is searching, but it finds rest in God. Thank you, Lord. Rest can also be a blessing. I love Psalm 4 and 8. In peace, I will lay down and sleep. For those that have insomnia, I'm speaking a Sabbath rest for you. In peace, I will lay down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. You're worried about something. You're worried about something deep down in your soul. But in peace, I will lay me down to sleep. And I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had a dream that I died. And I went to heaven. But when I got there, nothing looked like what I thought. I may have been 13. When I got there, nothing looked like what I thought. It looked like when I got to see God, his ear was an open chasm. In other words, it was just a hole, but I was looking for an ear on the side of his head, but it was an open hole, and I went in like this all the way up. I could put my head in it, but I realized that it can hear all things. It just didn't look like what I imagined. I was like, ooh. And in heaven, they didn't walk. They would just lift and fly. And so I did that, and I was like, ooh, Wonderland. And then God got up, and he stood over a river, but his body stretched over it. It didn't look like it. It was almost like the Fantastic Four and Mr. Elastic. He stretched over it, but I wanted him to look like a man, like you walk over it. I wasn't able to comprehend the depth of it. Guess what I said? I want to go home. I did. I said, I want to go home. This don't look like what I thought. And I woke up. Thank you, Jesus. I was filling my covers, though. And some of us need to get heaven scared or hell scared. Talking about, I want to die. You don't know what you're talking about. It ain't going to look like what you think. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to dance with the people I love. No, it ain't going to look like that. You better live this life. And when you die, you want to go with Jesus. He can explain everything to you. That's what this is about. That's what that's about. Don't worry about that. I took care of all of the fear. You just walk with me. Man, I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. You talking about you tired. You better say, Lord, save me. I ain't ready to go. Everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody wants to experience death. You got children, stay here to make sure they are raised. You got stuff going on, don't be talking like that. Make sure God gives you long-lasting life. Rest is a blessing. I believe God has commissioned me today to erect a tabernacle of rest and restoration and revival. He didn't start it today, but when he sent me here, he gave me this word. He just reminded me of it. It was around this time of year, 25, 30 years ago. He said, I want you to, I had another dream, right? I'm in this dream, and I saw people from an area of you going into impasses, and they were so hurt they couldn't turn around. So in other words, you go into an impasse, which is like a cul-de-sac. I think I'm saying it right. And they were so hurt from the previous relationship or issue that they were like robots and just stuck there and couldn't turn around. And all you got to do is turn around and come out. They were stuck there, just stuck. And he said, I want you to erect a tabernacle for them. And I'm going to send them under the pavilion. He gave me the same word yesterday. That today he's erecting a tabernacle for many who haven't found rest, or you're locked in a system and you can't break it. He's going to send you in to come out of anxiety and worry and abandonment, which are triggers from your past. So you can enter into this place called revival and restoration and find happiness and rest for your souls. So I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm talking to somebody. Somebody that's been through hell and high water, and he told me to preach the word and to be in season and out of season. And I'm lifting up my voice like a trumpet, and I'm calling you back, hallelujah, from cliffs and chains and bondages in your mind and anxieties and attacks all in you and spells and enchantments. And the enemy has come against you like a flood. The enemy has tried to kill you over and over and over again. But I break the back of the enemy, and any nail, any type needle that's sticking into a doll in a witch's house, I come against, glory to God, every device of the enemy. And I break the hold of the devil over your mind, and I call you home. Ooh, Jesus. Now clap your hands if you agree with me. Oh, glory to God. Every curse that tried to pass through the waters to get you, glory to God. Every demon that came through the waters to get you, Every curse that came against your forefathers and now is trying to show up in your life. We break the back of the enemy. I keep seeing a doll and somebody got a needle, sticking the needle in the doll, and some type of spell has come upon you. And every time they stick you, you feel the pain. But God told me to tell you, no weapon formed that will prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. You better preach, Merton Clark. You better preach. Somebody's going to get delivered. Somebody's going to get out of this spell. There is a spellbreaker's anointing in this house today. Open up your mouth and give him praise. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Glory to God.
Open up your mouth and give him praise. Get to the pavilion. Run. Get to the tent. Run. Get to safety. Run.
Glory to God.
Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. You may have wondered why you're here. You're here because the enemy has been on your track. There's a trail that has led him to track you from city to city. Hallelujah. But today it will end in the name of Jesus. Your trail of blood stops today. You break the spell today. Touch seven people and tell them this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will be free. Clap your hands, all you people. Clap your hands, all you people. Act like the spell is between your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands, Jada. Clap them. Every spell is broken. I just felt the surge of the Holy Ghost. I felt the surge of the Holy Ghost come in the room. But it's not coming from our head. It's coming through our feet. You're going to walk different. You're going to gain traction. Your path will be made clear. Can somebody say amen?
Amen. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
I'm decreeing a Sabbath rest for your soul. Put your hand on your head and say, my mind is clear. Put your hand on your heart and say, my will is submitted. Put your hand on your heart and say, my emotions in alignment. Put your hand on your head and say, my intellect is submitted to God. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. Put your hand on your head and say, my imagination is submitted to God. Put your hand on your head and say, my memories are going to be cleaned out. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Before we pour the oil, I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody better praise God up in here. Up in here. Up in here. Y'all gonna make me give God praise. Up in here. Up in here. Told me to cast down anxiety. So I need intercessors right now to pull anxiety down in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
Ooh. No music. Pull down anxiety right now in the name of Jesus. Pull it down. You just surrendered your mind, your will, your emotions to Sabbath soul rest. Now anxiety will not have a spot in your life. Woo, Jesus. Acute worry is gone. The Lord also told me to pronounce rest from confusion and chaos. I need you to pull it down. I'm talking about confusion. It's just ignorance. It's confusion. The enemy don't want us to have a clear path. Cast it down in the name of Jesus. Yesterday I was in my office and had done a funeral. I was going through some emotional changes because my second mother passed away and I wasn't at the funeral. John Mason's mother passed away and I couldn't make it. And I was feeling some kind of way because she was there all of my life. Thank you, Lord. And all of a sudden around 5, maybe 5:30, I got real tired, but it was unusual. I move from strength to strength, but I got tired and Nick was around me. I said, man, I don't understand this. He said, I feel the same thing. I said, I need to rest for a moment. Turn out my lights. And he turned them out and he left. He shut my door. And I heard him tell someone, Bishop is resting. I actually took the coat that I wore during the funeral and I draped it over my head. And it was extra dark because the computer light was out and there was no light. And I put something over me to even rest more. It was over my head. And while in that cocoon, I drifted off to sleep. And suddenly I felt, as it were, a needle sticking through my left knee, my left foot. And the first thing that came to me was spell. But I backed off of it, and the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm doing this because I'm waking you up, but I want you to minister to my people in this vein. And that's why I'm talking to you right now, because some of you, it is not him sticking you with the needle. It is a spell that was sent to you. It's been tracking you for a while. And the Lord told me that he's given me authority in this moment to erect a pinnacle and a tabernacle for rest. And if you would flee to the tabernacle, stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to hesitate. When God say move, you need to move. And if you get to this tabernacle that he's erecting, you're going to see spells broken. And you will find rest for your soul. When I came in and I spoke to Donna, I said, how long have Nick been gone? She said, 10 minutes. I swear to you, it seemed like an hour. But it was only 10 minutes. And the Lord told me to tell you, he's going to do in 10 minutes what it took you hours to do in your own strength. Oh my God, if you would just get to the pavilion, go, truth reveal, rise up. You've been in the Negev too long. You don't know what time it is. God says it's time to go. And if you just get to the tabernacle erected, you're going to find comfort from your sorrow. That's what Jesus said. Glory to God. Not only will you find rest from anxiety and rest from confusion and chaos, but he told me to tell you rest is coming from grief. Many of you are grieving your last season. Or should have, could have, would have. If I hadn't done this, I wouldn't be going through that. God said, that's not my life for you. You're in the right place at the right time. Whatever's here, learn how to plant your feet and say, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved, just like a tree by the waters. I shall not be moved.
Glory to God.
The Lord told me to pronounce rest from disappointment. Come on, cast it down. You're disappointed, I know. Gravely disappointed. And you say within yourself, I didn't sign up for this. I hear the cry, I didn't sign up, Bishop, for this. I didn't sign up for it. And it's severe disappointment that he told me to pronounce rest from. Well, Bishop, I'm weary. He gave it titles. This is disappointment, grave disappointment.
Glory, hallelujah.
God told me to tell you he heard your cry. And he's going to cause you to go into a Sabbath rest from disappointment.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, don't hesitate, it's time to move. Visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
February is American Heart Month, a great time for everyone to focus on cardiovascular health. Knowing your risk factors is an essential part of keeping your heart healthy. Take charge of your health by checking your blood pressure and cholesterol levels and gaining other important heart health education from a medical professional. The 2025 Black History Month theme, African Americans and Labor, focuses on the various and profound ways that work and working of all kinds, free and unfree, skilled and unskilled, vocational and voluntary, intersect with the collective experiences of Black people. This month-long observation is an opportunity to understand Black histories going beyond stories of racism and slavery to spotlight Black achievement.
Tuesday, February 25th, will mark the 13th bishopric anniversary of our beloved pastor, Merton Clark. Truth Nation, show the bishop some love online at truthrevealed.org or the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Revealed 2. Checks be payable to Truth Revealed and bishopric anniversary should be indicated on the memo line.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Announcing the Canaveral Port Ministries Gala. Join us for an unforgettable evening of dining and celebration at the Canaveral Port Ministries 11th Annual Fundraising Gala. Savor a delightful meal while listening to interesting speakers and immersing yourself in the inspiring stories of seafarers and dedicated volunteers who embody the ministry's mission of sharing God's love in Christ. The night will conclude with an exciting silent auction. Save the date. Thursday, March 6th at the Space Coast Convention Center, 301 Tucker Lane, Cocoa, Florida. Doors open at 5:30 and the event begins at 6:30 p.m. Please note the tickets are not available at the door. Ensure you purchase them before March 1st. You can purchase tickets at our website at cpm.life or in person at 8907 North Atlantic Avenue, Cape Canaveral. Or for more information, call us at 321-783-006.